Hi, this is a dictation for Lisa Genna. L-I-S-G-E-N-N-A, date of birth 75, 1969, of accident 1-11-2022, and date of service 2-2-2023. The patient was here for a quality evaluation subsequent to an automobile accident, where she was in T-bone, a rear injured side, as a drunk driver, leading to headaches. Along with that, patients start having dizziness, loss of balance, forgetfulness, nightmare, fearful of the eat, and loss of concentration, nausea, and vomiting. She started having pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and shooting through the left leg, left buttocks. Also, pain in the left hip and left shoulder was reported initially. She was provided a thorough treatment, and her MRIs were found positive for herniated disc at T12 and L1 and bulging disc at L2, 3, L3, or L4, 5, L5, S1. She had a bulging disc at C3, 4, C4, 5, C5, 6, C6, 7 in the cicula. MRI. The brain MRI was completely normal. The patient continued physical therapy and corrective treatment and neurology treatment. And today she reports that she is completely better. Pain level is only 2 or 3 now. And ADLs are affected and pain is no more than 3 to 5. And there is no shooting pain to the right buttock or right leg as it used to be. The patient reports 50% improvement, and the AD that are affected are relationship with people, sleep and amount of life 10, scale of 1 to 10, and general activity, mood, walking ability, and 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. She still continues following symptoms in the review. A neurologic patient has ongoing headaches that are milder, along with dizziness and vertigo, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, seizures, loss of equilibrium. She reports lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor grades at work, poor work performance, as well as anxiety, depression, panic, and loss of memory. In pain and numbness, patient has a pain right hip, right shoulder, neck, back, upper back, lower back, with shied occasionally, along with pain in the right shoulder, stiffness in the right shoulder, neck stiffness, and lower back stiffness. No difficulty walking. In the eye, no symptom, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence, bowel, stomach, pain, blood, in the stool, or trouble swell. In the no incontinence, urine frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, no asthma, trouble, breathing, has been coughing, shortness, breath. Last 30 days, patient report that the pain level has improved significantly. She has no new changes in the medical, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, none. Compliance history. A patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 130/86 and pulse is 78, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the exam is from previous visit of 12/22/2022, dictation 0109-009. Diagnosis are the same. Plan is to release patient to a regular work limitation, and patient won't be discharged from physical therapy and chiropractic treatment and all other treatment. The patient has been discharged. Thank you.
Well, she wants to